What up, Vancouver? You're now tuned in to So Salacious on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Sprocket Doyle. We've got an exclusive interview today with the man, Sticky Buds. He's all the way from Kelowna, BC. He played the Spirit Bar in Nelson last night with Ed Solo, where they dropped some brand new tracks, which we will be sharing with you tonight. In about 6 days, he'll be going to Amsterdam to play alongside Bobby C. Sound and Pimp Soul. He would have been pretty exhausted to do the interview today. So after his EP release party last night, which they released Jungle Takes Volume 17. So what we did was pre-recorded the interview from a couple days ago. Sticky Buds is one of my personal favorite West Coast producers. He's definitely helped put Canadian ghetto funk on the map. Within the last year alone, he toured in over 14 countries. He has a residency at Shambhala. He's had that for about 7 years. He's played Glastonbury in the UK, Splore Festival in New Zealand, the infamous Burning Man, and he's also played the legendary Space Club in Ibiza. His name is Sticky Buds, and you can listen to him at soundcloud.com/stickybuds. We've got a ton of his tracks to share with you tonight, as well as some pretty out-of-sight breakbeat, so check it out. Sticky Buds, this song is called Be Real. That last song was called Being Real. You're now listening to Crowd Murderer off of the Ghetto Funk Presents EP.
Crowd jump, pop that beat to make the crowd jump. to make the crowd jump, crowd jump, rock that beat to make the crowd jump. Rock that beat to make the crowd jump, crowd jump, rock that beat to make the crowd jump. Rock that beat to make the crowd jump, crowd jump, rock that beat to make the crowd jump. Rock that beat to make the crowd jump, crowd jump, rock that beat to make the crowd jump.
country. Anywhere we walk, globally, veteran Borobantan, I teach them. Yeah, man. I met them a deal with Mother Earth, sir.
Yeah, man.
Them a mash up the earth with them mass destruction. Global warming. Too much pollution. Yeah. Killing off the birds, the fishes. Man and woman. Yeah, man. Globally. Fishes in the seas and the global warming when they're killing out the trees. Mess up the ozone layer with a lot of disease. We lead a solution, please. Talking about the birds and the bees and the fishes in the seas. No atomic bomb or nuclear energy. Come take it from the victim of the DJ daddy. This is Borobanta teaching it globally.
Heard Out of Debt and Clean Air, both by Sticky Buds, both released within the last 2 years.
I wanted them a time we needed for stop. Yeah, all around the globe, man. Yeah, man. Clean air, clean country. Veteran Borobantan appealing to them. Yeah, man.
We got a Basement Freaks remix coming up right now. We'll be right back. Next track called Bouncy Bouncy has actually earned Sticky Buds the number one ranking on Beatport Top 10 Glitch Hop chart. This track was actually released the 8th of April. Check it out, guys. Let us know what you think. The phone number here is 604-822-2487. You're listening to So Salacious on CITR 101.9 FM.
Christmas elf on a TV again. Girls gone wild and a scream. Come and see.
If you're wondering why are we playing so much Sticky Buds all in this 1 hour, then that answer is because we will actually be interviewing the man behind the sounds in about 5 minutes, so stay tuned for an exclusive interview with Sticky Buds. You're listening to So Salacious, your host, Sprocket Doyle. So this track is called Smoke the Weed, and it's by Sticky Buds and Ed Solo off of their Jungle Cakes Volume 17 album that they had actually released just yesterday, and they had actually played a show in Nelson to release the album. It would have been an amazing show to see, but this is the next best thing. So Salacious, CITR 101.9 FM. Sorry, so it's actually going to be another 4 minutes until the interview. I forgot I got a few PSAs to give you guys before you get the scoop. We'll be right back.
to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
With the vast amount of changes happening in the world, it's almost impossible to get a clear picture of what's really going on.
We are trapped within the logic of capitalism, leaving us unable to imagine what comes next.
The Extra Environmentalist brings the perspectives of people who can see the whole picture and are ready for whatever comes our way.
Tune in to the Extra Environmentalist every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
This is the viewpoint that makes all places the same to you.
All right, so I'm going to get into this interview. This was actually recorded on Wednesday. Sticky Buds was in Kelowna at his home preparing for his show this Saturday. So we caught him at the right time while his mind was fresh. So here we go. Did you grow up listening to? And wondering if you used to, or do you play any instruments now?
What kind of music did I grow up listening to? Well, when I was younger, it was like rap music and punk and ska, I guess. And I don't really know. I can't remember really that far back, but it kind of changed a lot, but I listened to a lot of different things. And then when I was younger, I played trombone in grade 7 or something like that, and then I gave it up because I didn't think music was very cool at the time.
Yeah.
So, but here we are now.
Yeah, I guess your views have changed.
Yeah.
Cool, man. Your tracks never seem to quit amazing me. Where do you get your inspiration from?
Thanks, man. I have no idea. It's always just different, I guess. I try to always, you know, come at it from a different angle or try something new, or I never really want my stuff to always sound the same or I don't know, just be the same thing over and over. So I try to always just do things a little bit differently.
I hear you. A lot of new and upcoming DJs really respect you. I can say that for sure. What made you want to learn?
Thanks. I've just been like going to, I'm 28 now, but I started going to raves and DJing shows and stuff when I was like 14, I think. And it wasn't until, I've been doing it for like 8 or 9 years now. So it's only been, I was like 20 when I got my turntables for the first time. But I was just, the very first thing was I was like in a record shop in Edmonton called Foosh, and I was working in Edmonton at the time. I moved there after high school just for a little bit, and I went into a record store at Foosh and bought a vinyl because it was I liked being in there, and I was like, oh, I want to DJ this one day. And then it was kind of my goal to like just get into it a little bit more, and then I moved back home to go to audio school and sold my car and bought turntables and taught myself.
Sweet, man. Where did you go to school?
The school I went to after high school is called the Center for Arts and Technology, and it's here in Kelowna. And I took the 2-year audio engineering course there. That was in 2004 to 2006. And then once I graduated from that, then they asked me to be a teacher there. And then I was a teacher on and off for about 3 years.
Cool, man. Yeah, that's really cool, because I read online that you you teach there at the Center of Arts and Technology in Kelowna. How would someone be eligible to attend your classes, and what kind of people do your classes attract?
I don't do it anymore, unfortunately. About 2 years ago, I had to quit because I was just touring too much and I couldn't stick with their schedule. Australia and then Europe tour right after, and so I had to give up being like a full-time teacher. But I still do production courses on the road every now and then when there's time in the schedule. Like, I'll do an extra, like, day of classes or something. It happens every few months. But, yeah, I haven't taught at the school for over 2 years now.
Okay. I follow you on Facebook, and you mentioned in one of your posts that you did some teaching in Australia, too. What's your curriculum like when you travel abroad versus when you were teaching back at home?
Yeah, well, I got approached by this guy named DJ Casey, who's a former Australian DMC champion. He runs a DJ school in Melbourne called United DJ Mixing School, and then he asked me to come be a guest lecturer. So basically, I just went through, and they're all, you know, basically new DJs. They hadn't been doing it for, like, more than a year or two. So I kind of just showed them my take on DJing, you know, talked about mixing harmonically and, you know, making edits and acapellas and instrumentals and how to just be, like, really creative with it. And then I kind of touched on production a little bit, but I didn't want to get too in-depth into it. I just kind of showed them how I take, you know, my take on DJing.
Cool, man. I love the new Jungle Cakes Volume 17 that you did with Ed Solo. I know it's still to be released. Actually, by the time this interview airs, it will have been released. Can you tell me about your experience producing these tracks with him?
Yeah, well, the very first time I worked with Ed, it was about 2 years ago. I wrote this track. It was a bootleg of a reggae song called Guaranteed. And actually, it wasn't called Guaranteed. It was called something else. But I sent it to Ed Solo. I'd been a fan of his, and he's been one of my heroes forever. And we worked on that back and forth, and it came out in the song that we made together. It was called Sticky Buds Guaranteed. That was what it was built as. And then fast forward to last year on my Europe tour, I had a kind of like a week off in between shows, and I was going to be in the area, so I emailed Ed and asked him if I could come stay at his house and learn from him and write music with him. And so that's what I did. I went to Ed's house and stayed with him for a week, and we started working on this record. And yeah, it was amazing. Learned lots, and he's totally one of my heroes. It was just a really awesome time. And then after we finished the first tune, I was back on tour, and then we kind of just worked on the second one back and forth over the internet.
Cool, man. Do you have any more surprises you're working on that you might be able to talk about?
Slink and I are going to give away a tune here probably pretty quick, and I got a bunch of other like bootlegs of all different genres that I've been making. And then I pretty much took January off to work on a new project, which was a producer pack for a company called Feature Loops. Mm-hmm. Basically, they hired me to make them 400 loops for a pack, a Sticky Buds producer pack. And so I hired three musicians, Basement Freaks from Germany, recorded a bunch of guitar with him, hired a guy named Christian O'Doyer from Kelowna here to play bass guitar, and Warner Jerome, also a really awesome drummer. I just recorded all these instrument loop takes with all of them, and I made this awesome pack, and it's all done now. It's over 700 loops now. Wow. And yeah, so that's just about to go to market. It's not out yet, but it will be maybe in a month or so.
That's incredible. I know you have just recently returned from a trip to Hong Kong. What was the experience like performing there?
Yeah, it was cool. It was really different. Like, I was in Australia and New Zealand there for like almost 2 months before Hong Kong. That was the last trip on the tour. But yeah, the show was great, you know. It was definitely new people and a new sound, you know, the mid-tempo funk and some of the drum and bass I was playing and stuff like that. It was definitely new to them, but I played at the only underground club in Hong Kong, and yeah, it totally went off. But just being in Hong Kong in general, it's a bit of a culture shock. It's probably the biggest culture shock I've been in, you know, been all over the world. But China and just like the area and how life is there. People work super hard there. It's really fast paced. It's really go, go, go. And money is crazy there. It's all about status. And yeah, it's a really, really interesting place. So I had a great time, but it came with a lot of new perspectives from being there.
Cool. How was the response from your fans there?
Yeah, it was pretty sweet, man. Like, there was probably a good 10 or 15 people that were in Hong Kong that wanted to come to the show who knew me, and they've got their friends, and I one of the guys that I played with in Scotland was there, and yeah, and like the initial guy who got me to come to Hong Kong was like super fan, so he was there all night, like, you know, cheering me on and being really stoked on the show. Yeah, it was good.
Cool, man. For the rest of your life, if you could only have and listen to one album, which one would it be?
Hotter Than July, Stevie Wonder.
Autumn and July, Stevie Wonder. All right, I'll have to make note to check that one out.
Got right. Master Blaster jamming on it by Stevie Wonder.
Well, I'll play it, man, for sure.
That's the jam.
Yeah. All right, I'm on to my final and probably the most important question of the evening. It's kind of a so salacious tradition. If you are any animal, which would you be, and why?
I would be a manatee, for sure. And why is because, you know, in my life right now, I just work all the time, go, go, go. Manatees swim in hot, nice water in Florida, and they just eat and have sex and relax, and that's all they do. They got a pretty good life.
Cool, man. It would be it's probably something to live up to one day.
If I get reincarnated, I want to be a manatee for sure.
Okay, I'll put in a good word for you. Awesome, man. I just want to say thank you very much. It's been an honor having you on the show. You've definitely been one of the artists that I've been, you know, dreaming of having on here. So, thank you.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me on.
No problem. Thanks a lot, man. Have a good one.
Yeah.
Okay,
you
bye.
Too.
So this song is called Joker Smoker, which is the B-side of the album that Sticky Buds had just released with Ed Solo this weekend. We'll be right back.
Starts every Sunday at 6 p.m. for an hour jam packed with hip hop, funk, breaks, swing, and other alternative genres. Every Sunday at 6 p.m. but only on CITR 101.9 FM.
Dreadful sacrifice.
Do sit down.
The music you're listening to is completely electronic.
Only a fool would ignore this.
I'd like to demonstrate for you some of the rather more weird kinds of sounds.
See how relaxed you're getting?
Every Sunday night at 7 o'clock here on CITR 101.9 FM is More Than Human, your weekly guide to all that is new, weird and wonderful in the world of electronic music. So please join me, Gareth Moses, for electronic music old and new, inane comments and the occasional sacrifice. More Than Human on CITR.
This is Ed Solo and Decline. Sticky Buds Guaranteed off of Jungle Cakes, Volume 7.
Take my love for granted. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
That was Ed Solo and Decline with Sticky Buds Guaranteed off of Jungle Cakes Volume 7. And this is Payella featuring Million Dan off of Jungle Cakes 10, Blaze It Up. Have been Pella featuring Million Dan. This song was called Blaze It Up. We're gonna finish off the show today with a track by the Wildlife Collective, and this was another Jungle Cakes EP. To wrap up the show, just wanted to say thank you very much for Sticky Buds being able to do this show. Thank you very much, man. Up next, we'll have Gareth Moses of More Than Human. I'm sure it's going to be an amazing show. You don't want to miss it. This past hour, you've been listening to So Salacious on CITR 101.9 FM. We play every Sunday at 6 p.m. and only in Vancouver. Actually, you can actually hear us all over the internet, but Vancouver, mostly Vancouver.
Come again.